China has 7 million of them, but it's not enough. The country's cows only produce 38 million tons of milk a year, and the government wants 64 million tons. Part of the problem is lack of grazing areas. Part is the scale of milk production, with about 75% of dairy farmers owning only 4 cows or less, nowhere near the scale needed to meet rising demand. The problem was made much worse 4 years ago, following a milk contamination scandal. An estimated 300,000 babies were made sick, and at least 6 were killed after their parents bought milk mixed with melamine, a chemical formed from coal. Producers had laced the milk with it to cheat protein tests. Not surprisingly, sales of milk plummeted.
Demand has since picked up, but all those problems in the Chinese dairy industry means it simply can't satisfy current consumer demand. That's why it's looking abroad. It imported 100,000 cows last year, the vast majority from New Zealand and right here in Australia.
You might think that one cow is pretty much like another, but that's not the case. Just look at the difference between a Chinese cow and, say, a New Zealand one. An average Chinese cow yields about 5,000 kilograms of milk in a year-long cycle. A New Zealand equivalent produces between 8 and 9,000 kilograms of milk. Why? Well, cattle like these in Australia get better quality fodder and have farmers with much more experience. The Chinese government recognizes these qualities and is chasing the sources that provide them.